WIYY HD1, Baltimore.
Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., it's Ravens Playlist, the only Monday night football show that rocks. With Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on the official radio home of the Baltimore Ravens, 98 Rock.
98 Rock, 98online.com, 98 Rock's mobile app, and here we are at Mother's North in Timonium. Make some noise, people. Brandon Williams is here. How you doing, B-Dub?
Man, doing good. A little sore, but, I mean, I'm doing all right. You know, came out of the game unscathed, so that's all that matters.
That's great. This is our first one, Ravens Playlist, with big number 98. If you're on your way home, swing through. It's the brand-new Mother's North here in Timonium, right off Pedonia Road. Have you ever been here?
I've never been here, but that little gun range over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've been there.
I've been in there, too. I shot with my boy Lopez. How's your aim? You guys from Missouri like to shoot.
Yeah, man. I mean, we got guns out of Walmart. You can actually go to Walmart and buy guns. And when I came here, I was like, it was different because, you know, I was asked, like, where's your gun section? They're like, this ain't, you know, we ain't in Kansas anymore, Missouri. So, I mean, it's awesome, but, I mean, I love it here. I mean, it's awesome.
So, talk to us about the Bills, and we'll get back into some music in a second. We're going to talk about everything today and every Monday on Ravens Playlist. It's nice to get out of that first game with a victory. You guys held them to 160 yards, the lowest total since 2011. And that first game, everybody's given their best because they think they can win the Super Bowl. So you got their best until you beat them down a little bit. What was it like, the first game for you?
I mean, it was great. I mean, our defense came out roaring. Our offense started out very well. We got some of the guys who weren't here last year got some time to shine. Rashard Perryman, that first catch that he made was amazing. The biggest thing, you know, when he fell, we were like, all right, he's
going
to get up.
I know.
Like, first of all, I mean, we really didn't care. It was like, all right, as long as he gets up, we're good.
Right.
So, I mean, he got up, you know, he started doing his thing, so it was really good. Suggs back out in the field. I mean, that speaks volumes, you know, just having your leader back. You know, leading the troops in the battle and coming out with a victory is amazing. Just, you know, Steve Smith. I mean,
Steve Smith,
you know, senior, you know, had him out there, you know, doing his thing. So it was awesome having the, you know, the band back together, you know.
Ravens are 1-0. We couldn't say that last year. And now they go to Cleveland. You guys are on the way to Cleveland.
Yep.
No RG3. RG me out. Injured reserve. So McCown will be who you get. Stop by and see us. We're at Mother's in Timonium. We'll be here till 8 o'clock. Man, we haven't done this in a long time, a player show. Well, we had Jared Johnson, but he was retired last year. He's doing the Jared Johnson Show Thursdays now. Brandon Williams, in his fourth year, number 98, is joining us. And we're here at Mother's North in Timonium. We'll be here every Monday after a victory. That's right. This place is great. I've known Mother Dave for years, and he's got the purple patio, a lot of passion for Ravens football, as you know. And this town, you can just feel, after we were walking out of the stadium yesterday, everybody except the Bills fans were just going nuts. So let's tell people how this came about. I go in the locker room usually on Fridays, and it took you till the last game to say, hey, 98 Rock, 98 Rock, come here for a second. And then you say, look, I'm number 98, you're 98, we should do something. And then they put it together.
Yeah, it happened. I don't know. I just started thinking one day. I was like, 98 on 98. Got to get ring to it.
Yeah.
Know? I'm pretty personable. I mean, Kirk, I know you're an awesome guy. So I was like, I think we can do this. So, I mean, and that's all she wrote.
What was it when you got drafted by the Ravens? Were you up on play like a Raven? Did you know anything about the team other than them being in Baltimore, being a Missouri guy?
I knew about the defense. Being from Missouri, we had the Rams.
Oh, yeah. Had them. Now they're playing tonight.
We had the Rams, you know, but I grew up, you know, best show on turf, you know. So I had, you know, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt,
you
know, Marshall Faulk and all them to look up to. But, yeah, I didn't know much about, you know, the Ravens besides that, the defense, you know, Ray Lewis, you know, the big showstoppers. So, you know, when I finally came here, it's kind of like, it's crazy. As soon as you walk through that door, it's just like something just grabs you and gets a hold of you. And then you see everybody, you know, who used to be there. You know, you see Suggs and you see Helody when I first got there. And you see, you know, Flacco and everybody else. And you just, like, see how they carry themselves, their mannerisms, like how they act, you know, what kind of, you know, just, I know, they're just there, you know,
what
that,
they bring.
That stature they have, that, you know. And you just, like, I want that.
I want that.
I want that.
He's Brandon Williams. We're here till 8 o'clock. This is Ravens Playlist. We'll talk about Cleveland next week. We'll talk about yesterday's game and a whole lot more. 98 Rock, 98online.com, 90 Rock's mobile app here at Mother's in Timonium. What was this, like a Chili's or an Applebee's or something? Now it's Mother's, and it's crushing. This is a place that makes you feel right at home, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, man. Just had one of the Santa Fe burger.
6'1", 335. You definitely, Brandon, you walked in, you're like, let me see the menu.
Yeah, what's the menu at? I got to make sure this joint's legit, and which it is. It's amazing.
We're here every Monday, 6 to 8. Come and see us. And do you eat whatever you want? Is there a salad mixed in, or is it meat and potatoes?
I had a hard day yesterday, so I mean, I get to eat what I want today.
That's
And I'm back on it tomorrow, so it'll be all right.
What's breakfast?
Usually breakfast, a high protein shake, and then lunch, maybe some either fish or some tuna or something like that.
Wow.
And then I eat a nice little dinner.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
And where do you get your clothes? You're just rolling into Nordstrom. I mean,
these are actually, I got American Eagles on right now.
So, they're like, let me check in the back.
Yeah, I'm skinny, but I'm big though. You know what I mean?
What'd you run the 40 in?
Oh, man,
it was a
5.3.
That's good.
I had a torn hamstring when I did it.
Oh, so, I would have been like, you know what? Catch me on pro day.
Yeah, my pro day was the week after.
Did you go to the combine?
Yeah, I went to the combine. So, I mean, I did great in the drills and everything, but just opening up in that stride and stuff, it was it's a little tough. But, yeah, I killed it in the pro days. It was real good.
So when I think it was Pete Prisco from CBS called you possibly the most underrated player in the NFL, did you see it or hear it? Did somebody call you and say, look, dude, they're talking about you?
I mean, you see and hear things. I mean, especially as a college player, you want to see like where you are in the rankings, where you are in the standings, trying to see, you know, where the heck you're going to be in the draft. But the biggest thing was, like, I'm just going to do what I do best, you know, and that's go out there, give you everything I got, and then let the cards fall where they may.
2 sacks last year, 3.5 in your career, but that doesn't mean anything. That has nothing to do with your dominance. And now you're up for this contract. They got all these sub-packages with guys that are like 6'1", 290, but you're 6'1", 335, so you're like a big sub-package.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the sub-package. That's when you got, you know, guys that were safeties now moving up to linebacker and guys that, like a Mike Daniels for Green Bay, who's 6'1", 270, 280.
You got the outside linebackers, you know, like Za'Darius Smith coming in as a three technique. You got Timmy out there. He's a smaller guy, but he's quick, you know, his fast hands. And you got Sizz and Doom on the other outsides, or Sizz and Albert McClellan on the outsides. So it's more of that, like, pass rush, get in there kind of, you know, defense. But we also have another one that's like kind of like that, but it's a penny. It's a bigger in the middle, and I'm in there, and I keep telling them, man, don't let the size fool you. You know, I'm shifty. You call me Twinkle Toes out there.
What's your best move?
Best move. I would say full slap rip. You know, I work on the power to set you up for some finesse.
And right.
You're like, where'd that come from? Kind of thing.
You guys threw wrinkles at Rex's offense yesterday that they hadn't seen. I guess the complaint was it was a little too vanilla last year. People knew what you were going to do. Not in game one.
No way.
Tyrod was like, I, which is great.
I mean, you got Tyrod who's been here.
You know,
he knows, you know, any calls we make. He knows, you know, the formations we're in. So you got a guy who's been here, who goes against his defense every day. So you got to throw something different at him. You got to shake and bake him a little bit. You just can't, you know, go at him.
He's like a big teddy bear unless he gets angry. Brandon Williams, number 98 from the Ravens. It's Ravens Playlist live at Mother's in Timonium, right off Fredonia. We're here till 8 o'clock. Come see the man. Congratulate him. Give him a smack on the back. We are here at Mother's in Timonium, the newest Mother's, a place you can feel at home. Mother Dave got the purple patio rolling. He said, let's try it again. Stuck one out there in Arnold. He said, let's do it again. He's building slow, building it the right way. Brandon Williams is here, big number 98. How can people follow you on the social media?
Oh, social media. You got Instagram and Twitter. It's the same exact username. It's BrandonW_66. So just please go out and follow me. I mean, I post a lot of crazy stuff. Me singing, dancing on street corners. I mean, you never know what you're going to get.
That's good. That's what people want. They don't want to keep it stale, you know, and you're not doing that. Cleveland Browns are next. We can't clown them because they came in here and beat the Ravens, or I don't know if that was up in Cleveland or here, but
no, here.
It's been done. Cleveland, you know, what is it about? I know anybody can beat anybody any given day, but what is it about Cleveland that presents a problem?
I would say the fact that so many people write them off.
Right.
You know, and don't get me wrong, Cleveland's a good team. I mean, it's just the fact that they're in the AFC North and they're playing a bunch of other good teams, and just so happens somebody's got to be at the bottom. I mean, I'm not definitely not writing them off whatsoever. I mean, after they came in M&T Bank Stadium and, you know, whooped us up a little bit. So, I mean, definitely, you know, hats off to them. But at the same time, you know, this ain't last year. You know what I mean? So we're going to go out there and have a little sit down.
That's beautiful. And everybody came out of week one healthy. How do you feel, you know, any contusions, any, you know, I know my chest is on fire, and I feel like I played the game. But how do you feel?
No, I'm good, man. I'm unscathed. You know, I feel good. You know, I'm ready to go. Keep on building. Keep on grinding this thing out. You know, we want to know. Hopefully we make it, you know, 2-0.
Well, if you got a kid who plays maybe high school ball or is doing real well in the younger leagues, we're going to find out what it was for you that helped you get on your path to the National Football League. So if you're driving around, make sure you keep listening if you got a son or daughter in athletics. And if you're around Timonium, Cockeysville, Hunt Valley, swing through. We're at Mother's.
Monday nights, it's Ravens Playlist. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
Oh, nice. Come on, people. Show some love. Number 98, Brandon Williams is here. Ravens are 1-0. 13-7 victory yesterday. And I tell you what, the Buffalo Bills, they could be the first two-loss team. They play again on Thursday. That's cruel, Brandon, cruel.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that short week is a monster, man. It takes something down deep to, you know, keep pulling off, you know, pull out a double win like that.
How many days after Sunday do you feel like, okay, I'm getting back into the groove? Like, body-wise, after getting people leaning on you all day?
I would say as soon as the end of Tuesday night. Tuesday night, I'm back in the groove. I'm ready for that. I mean, whether you're ready or not, Wednesday's coming. Full pass is on, so
yeah.
You better get ready. But, yeah, about Tuesday night, you know, you get you start getting your mind right after, you know, off to the game, on to the next, you know, team.
How good were you in high school? Were you dominant? And did you know, if I do my thing right, I can get to the NFL?
I mean, I started playing football eighth grade. So, I mean, I was a late bloomer. Most cats are playing, you know, peewee ball.
Sure.
But, yeah, in the high school, I was good. I was good. Me and my brother, you know, we were a dynamic duo.
Offense and defense,
yeah,
probably, yeah.
I play offensive line, defensive line. He was a running back, and he was a middle linebacker. So, I mean, me and him were a 1-2 punch. But, yeah, I was good in high school, you know. I don't know. How can I say it? I went to Missouri Southern. So, I mean, there are some things that I messed up in high school that, you know, I went to Missouri Southern.
Yeah. Did you scare D1 schools a little bit? I mean, everybody's young and you do your thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't know what D2 was. That's the kind of thing. Like, I mean, I had, you know, looks from other schools. I had letters. I mean, a bunch of shoeboxes of letters from Mizzou, from KU, from everywhere, you know. And it got time to grind time and couldn't go. So, went to a prep school in Cincinnati for about a year, and then went over to Missouri Southern.
So what advice would you give to a kid who aspires to play in the NFL, has some tools,
yeah,
maybe getting some D1 recognition?
What I would say is, you know, just keep grinding, you know, keep working. You know, the biggest thing is work ethic. You go out there and make things that you do a habit. Because when it becomes, you know, a habit, you're used to doing it all the time. So when you go anywhere else, you're used to just grinding and working and playing your butt off and doing all that stuff. It becomes a winning mentality, you know. So, and also with the D1, D2 thing, you know, I came from Missouri Southern, D2. Most people have zero idea what I'm talking about right now.
I'm telling.
Where I'm talking about, you know, in Joplin, Missouri. I'm also stand up. What? Yeah, you know, if you're good, they're going to find you, you know.
Well, he's ours now, Baltimore Raven number 98, Brandon Williams. And we are getting close to hour two of Ravens Playlist. We'll do it every Monday night from 6 to 8. 98 Rock in Timonium on Padonia Road, the newest place, Mother's North Grill. In Timonium, a place you can feel at home. We'll have Dave on in just a little bit. But, Brandon, you're singing along to GNR. We played Jimmy Eat World earlier. You don't look like a huge Jimmy Eat World fan, but you know all the words.
Man, dude, I'm all over the board when it comes to the music session. And my playlist is like literally from hip hop.
You were talking Chainsmokers off mic
to Metallica to Megadeth to everything.
Goodness.
Like dude, like
Symphony of Destruction.
It's ridiculous, man. I listen to anything and everything as long as it got B. I might not know who always sings it, yeah. but I can always get, you know, into a groove.
What's your pregame ritual? Are you sitting there kind of quieting down?
Man, I don't know. I guess my ritual is to have no ritual, really.
It switches around. Some guys put those beats yeah. on and shut it out.
It sometimes switches around. Sometimes I'm literally just dead silent, just in my zone, in there. This last past weekend, I had my headphones on. I was, you know, singing, bopping a little bit. But it could be anything.
I feel bad for St. Louis because they woke up yesterday and there was no game. There's no St. Louis Rams now. That's yeah. how we felt back in 83
uh-huh.
when the Colts rolled out. So have you talked to anybody? Is it weird back home not having the St. Louis Rams around anymore?
I mean, definitely St. Louis. I mean, they love the Rams, but that's a Cardinals town. That's a baseball town.
Is that
for
yes.
sure?
Oh, no,
I mean, as long as the Cardinals are there, they don't really worry about no Rams.
I mean, it's the Yankees with like 27 World Series, and then the Cardinals are next, like
yeah.
either 17, 12, somewhere around there, but they got double digits.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you go there, and anytime you go down to Busch Stadium, it is like it's lit. It's turned up.
Well,
definitely.
Augie Bush put a lot of money into that team, probably. So, all right, big Brandon Williams is here, number 98. My name is Kirk McEwen. It's Ravens Playlist live from Mother's North Grill in Timonium. That's right. My podcast partner, Big Al C-Slack, stopped in here too. Brandon Williams and Mother Dave Rather from the Mother's Chain. Now it's a chain.
Well, thank you. We are a chain.
Thanks for having us up here,
dude. It's our honor. To have you, the legend in the radio industry, back home where you belong.
It's good to be here.
And one of the top Raven players on the entire team. We're excited to have you both.
Hey, you've been a passionate Ravens fan for a long time, and you got one of the biggest spots in Federal Hill for people to chill and enjoy the game.
Yes.
Where did all that passion come from? You were a little further north or south from Baltimore when you grew up, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Bowie. And I just, you know,
Redskins country.
Redskins country, they always like turned me off. And then I went to Towson when we lost the Colts, and I bought a house like right next to Camden Yards, right when I graduated college. And you know, I lived through the 2 years of building M&T Stadium.
Oh yeah.
And I had my money in for PSLs for 2 years before we had a team. Went through the whole expansion process when we never got the team.
It was awful.
Was crushed about that. Then, the Modells came to town, and, you know, that was awesome. I was looking to have great tailgates at my house, and then Mothers came along, and the Purple Patio, and, you
that
know,
must
the rest
have been
is history.
In the back of your head, because you had Mom's Social Club.
Yeah.
And you were, you know, having booze cruises on the water. And
good memory.
That
yeah, that's where it all started. Yeah. That's where it all started. You know, I just like to have fun and throw parties, and, you know, that's what life is all about. And now we get to throw a great party every Ravens home game, and, you know, and... You know, we've become like the mecca for Ravens fans in Baltimore and Federal Hill. So it's been really cool.
Dave's so no nonsense, Branham. I had met him a couple times, and then I was like, "Hey, I'm Kirk McHugh," and he's like, "Dude, we've been through this. This was about 20 years ago." I was like, "Oh, sorry, Mother Dave, though." But you're a no nonsense guy. You handle your business. You're not a big small talk. You know, you get to the point.
It's obviously our career and it's our business and. You know, it feeds my family. My whole family's involved in my business with my brother Adam and my wife Kelly and, you know, Mark, our partner up here. You know, it's a family-run business. It's not, you know, Mothers is, you know, the staff is like family. And so it's cool that we've now been able to grow into, you know, our Anne Arundel County location and now up in Timonium here. So we're real excited to just expand the brand and take the family out.
Brandon had the Santa Fe burger.
Yeah, Santa Fe burger with the bacon, jalapenos, and the guac and tortilla chips. And, oh, man, it was like fiesta in my mouth.
Guac and roll.
Dude, we, you know, my brother's a chef, and we make almost everything from scratch. So we take a lot of pride in our food. So we hand-pack the burgers.
Oh, see, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's what you think mom's going to pull out
if
some
there ain't no
bubbles?
Love in it.
No.
If there ain't no love in it, what's the point in eating?
That's
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Is there a Mother's in College Park, too?
Not College Park. Just... Severna Park.
Severna Park. Okay.
Yeah.
I know that you're thinking about going out that way.
We're looking for a fourth location, and, you know, we're, you know, obviously this is a lot of hard work running three, so we're getting that, you know, getting our feet underneath us there, and we're looking at a fourth location.
Well, we're so pleased to be out here. Thanks for having us.
We're excited that you guys are here. This is awesome, and congrats, Ravens, on a first game victory.
Yeah, isn't it nice
man,
to
thanks.
Walk
it
out of the stadium
nice.
And everybody's in a good mood? Beautiful, sunny day.
I got a little sunburn.
Yeah.
You know, it, yeah, you know, it makes Mondays a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Win.
All definitely, over the city.
Step it up.
Not all upset or not.
We'll come back, and we'll get back in with Brandon Williams, number 98 from the Baltimore Ravens.
You're listening to Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kurt McEwen and Brandon Williams.
We're live. Mother's North Grill and Timonium. Brandon Williams, number 98. They say he's one of the most underrated players in the NFL, but we here know what we have. I love it. Mike Preston said, do you want to re-sign? Do you like it here? You're like, yes, I do. It's like what you know. I mean, you're coming to a system. They took a chance on you, and you've risen to be one of the best linemen in the game, and now they're going to be coming after you. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I love Baltimore, man. Being here is awesome. It reminds me of home in St. Louis. I mean, you got the water, you got crab cakes, you got crab cakes, and you got crab cakes.
I hear those two towns are similar. I hear Baltimore and St. Louis have a lot in common.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. I mean, they got, you know, their own thing, but, you know, just the people, working class citizens, you know, loving their sports, supporting their teams. I mean, it's amazing, man. Just being here is awesome. The fans are great. You know, Ravens Nation all day. You know, I bleed purple. I would love to bleed it for the rest of my life. It is what it is.
Business, sure.
Yeah, business.
What do you think about what's going on around the league with players, some sitting now, a lot of them kneeling, San Francisco and the Los Angeles Rams coming up later on tonight, and people get that right to protest because of this country? No Ravens have done that. I haven't seen.
No.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on the whole protest issue?
My thing is, I mean, it's their right. You know, they have the right to do that. I guess in the beginning, when Kaepernick was doing it, he was a lot of talk. You know, he did it, and he was saying this why, which I understood why. I got his concept, but the way he was going about it was I feel wrong. Because, I mean, the reason that you have the right to sit down or the right to do whatever you please and have your First Amendment right, you know, your freedom of speech, is because of the people who fought and died for that right, you know, for you to have. And I say, you know, I understand the nation isn't the best, you know. I mean,
well, it's the best, but we have problems.
It's the best, but everyone has their scars. I mean, we're human. You know, everything, you know, you got your blemishes, you got your scars and all that stuff. I mean, nothing's going to be perfect. So, but you can be appreciative of the fact that you live in the country that isn't, you know, I saw a picture on Facebook one day, and there was literally a hole blown through a school, and they were still teaching.
Oh.
You know, how would you feel if your kids were going to that school every day?
Look, I mean, look at countries like Haiti or Syria.
Haiti, Syria, Afghan, Libya, wherever.
Crazy,
you know?
Crazy.
How would you feel living over there? I mean, my thing is, if you don't like America, you can leave. First of all, I'll help you pack.
Right.
But at the same time, appreciate the people who helped build it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's very well put. We'll talk about Weddle, Watson, Wallace, the rookies, Ronnie Stanley, Alex Lewis. We'll get into all that stuff a little later on. We are live at Mother's North Grill in Timonium. This is Ravens Playlist, our first one. We're here till 8 o'clock tonight, and then next week we'll be at another Mother's location. It's 98 Rock. Hanging out here at Mother's North Grill in Timonium.
Make some noise!
What? Brandon Williams is here. Hey, give your social media out again in case people want to jump on, follow you.
It's, Twitter and Instagram is the exact same thing. BrandonW_66. I mean, no capitalization needed. So, I mean, I'm out there doing crazy stuff all the time, singing, dancing.
You did the karaoke.
Karaoke with stuff.
Justin.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
in-car karaoke is my thing.
Oh, that's Cord. He'll sing with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Britney Spears. You know, there's another Brandon Williams, and we talk about this on Arizona, and he was getting burned. I'm like, that's Brandon Williams, but that's not our Brandon Williams. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah. Hey, I mean, it's a common name, but, you know, I'm the only one.
Yeah, you're the only one. Hey, so, Eric Weddle, I was talking to you off mic.
Yeah.
That guy came to town, and as soon as he was a Raven, he was bleeding purple.
Oh, yeah,
man. Did that surprise you?
I mean, like I told you, as soon as you walk in the door, it's a whole new culture. It's a whole new wave just hits you. You know, it gets in your DNA quick, you know. Yeah, he came in just leading. And he's a natural born leader. You can tell it. You know, when, the way he walked in, the way he talks, the way he, you know, asked questions in the meeting rooms. You know, he was born to lead, and that's what he's doing with that secondary. He's leading the secondary. Him, Webb, and Jimmy Smith, you know, they're all, you know, collaborating together and doing the dang thing.
That was a nice lift for the team. Mike Wallace with that 66-yard touchdown, and he's like, look, I'm not washed up. What does that do to you guys on the sideline to break that seal and get ahead?
I mean, it's a big thing. I mean, now we're playing ahead, you know, and they're playing from behind. So now they have to the plan that they did have is out the window. You know, I mean, they gotta get up now. They gotta make plays. They gotta put the ball out. You know, Tyrod's gotta scramble a little bit more, try to hold the ball and make plays himself. You know, so I mean, it changes, you know, up a bunch of things that, you know, we were prepared for.
Talking to big number 98, Brandon Williams. This is Ravens Playlist. We're live at Mother's North Grill in Timonium. Ben Watson goes down. I know he's on the other side of the ball, but he came in. That guy, he does things right. And season-ending injury.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's next man up, but that's got to suck.
Oh, yeah, man. I was at his house actually Thursday, and he's doing well, recovering. He's with his family. I mean, like I told him, he's a very religious, spiritual man. I told him, you know, God always has a plan. You know, you might not understand it right now, but you know, it's going to unfold, and he's going to show it to you. And maybe this time, you know, you've been moving so much, you know, now you just might be with your family right now. It's just, you know, it's things that happened the way it did, but, you know, you never know what's happened. Come next year, you know, get stronger, get healthy, and come back ready to ball.
I believe it's like 12 years. The streak continues. An undrafted free agent makes the ball club.
Oh, yeah.
This year it's Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
Who went to Samford, but he initially went to Tulane, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And so you can't really say that. It's just like Joe Flacco went to Pittsburgh first. Graduated from Delaware, makes it look like he didn't have, you know, that pedigree to stay in Pittsburgh. But so this guy could have played at Tulane, went to Samford, makes the team. What does he bring to the table?
Dude, man. First of all, I tip my hat off to him. He's been doing the dang thing. I mean, he's very coachable. I mean, even when I talk to him, he comes to ask me questions. He's willing to learn. He's willing to be teach. He's willing to be coached. I mean, he's balling this offseason, man. He's listening to everything. He takes everything in. He's like a sponge. And you can, you know, put whatever you want. He'll take it to heart. And to have him on the line, I mean, it's another big guy. You know, it gives me a rest when I need one, you know. I was, you know, first of all, the Lone Ranger at nose guard. You know, I had to, you know, I was out there. So now I got another guy, you know, who can, you know, back me up. And also, even when, you know, I'm not out there, he can, you know, sub in and it's not missing the beat, you know. So, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a great rookie. And I definitely hope he does a great job in this league. A
couple more minutes. Ronnie Stanley comes in and they plant him right at left tackle.
Yep.
Alex Lewis is right there next to him at left guard. So you got two rookies on the left side, Joe Flacco's blind side.
Yeah.
That's pretty heady stuff right there. I mean, they got to be on their game.
Oh, yeah, you got to be on your game.
They were.
And they were, yeah. Got a few penalties. I mean, but, you know, they say it's a rookie thing to do, whatever, if they're rookies. But, I mean, at the same time, I mean, they're learning. They're getting a grasp of it. I mean, they did a great job. I mean, in this game, I mean, they're like I said, they're developing players, but they come to play. I mean, things happen. Urschel goes down, this and that and the other, and you got to plug guys in. You know, obviously Stanley, you know, was kind of drafted the job, and Alex Lewis falls way up. You know, and so, you know, things have to happen how it happened, but he's in there playing, and he's playing good. You know, and a few more games they get, a few more practices they get, you know, they're getting that tempo, getting that game speed down, and they'll be, you know, easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
We'll break and we'll come back. We'll talk about the mistake by the lake. Cleveland is up next for the Baltimore Ravens. Come on, people. Show some love for the 1-0 Raven. Brandon Williams, number 98, is here. He enjoyed the Santa Fe burger. Maybe you will, too. Thanks to all of you for coming out. We're going to be out here. I think the dates are in the bathroom, but we're here. We're at the Mothers in Federal Hill and also at the Mothers in Severna Park. So
yeah. There's
a good chance to see Brandon Williams all over the area.
A little bit there. We're a little sprinkle here, a little sprinkle there.
So you guys get Monday back at the facility, Tuesday off? Is that how that works?
No, we got Mondays off.
Tuesday off.
Back at the facility. So tomorrow we get ready for the next for Cleveland.
And, you'll get to Cleveland Saturday afternoon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Go to the hotel and then maybe some walkthroughs in the convention
meetings room. Yeah, hotel, the night meetings, and after that, you know, rest.
I always thought when I played high school ball, that walkthrough thing. Everybody standing up in their position and, all right, you'll walk over here and push this guy. How about red set? Red set ready? Ha! Knock down in the red set position. All that stuff. So Cleveland is going to be without RG3. Josh McCown in the pocket.
Yep.
Does it bother you that you don't get sacks? Are you cool with taking up two or three guys so other people can get the glory?
You know what? I just want to win.
Right.
That's all that matters. And whatever I have to do to make that happen, then so be it.
Yeah.
You know, the W, I mean, it's a team sport.
Yes.
So you got to do your 111 to, you know, come out to the common goal, which is a W. But, yeah, I mean, I'd love to get sacks. I mean, be in the paper all the time. And that'd be cool. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, I'm just doing my job. You know, that's all that matters.
And teams, you're all over everybody's board. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited for you. We got 15 more games to go.
Yeah.
I think this team has vastly improved over last year's team. More speed, more depth, and just the will to get back to playing Ravens-style football.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good luck in Cleveland, Brandon. The first
Thanks,
one's
man.
In the books, man.
Appreciate
all right?
it. Appreciate it.
Brandon Williams, number 98 from the Baltimore Ravens, ladies and gentlemen.